Yes. Away from the computer for a few minutes and on my iPhone. I'm using the Anchor app. It's called Anchor, and it's an app that you can create podcasts. And I don't know if you've created yours or not, but this is mine. Recently, I went to Walmart. Walmart. I know there was a time in my life that I would not visit a Walmart. And it wasn't because, or maybe it was a little bit because I put myself above Walmart. And Walmart's in the news all the time now with various and sundry things happening, some very bad and some not so bad. But I thought, I kept my other stores that I'll frequent. Don't have to go to Walmart or Kmart, right? Midlife crisis, I don't know what it was. But I thought I would try out purchasing tires online, and I saw tires that Walmart.com had with like a couple of thousand reviews. And they were very good reviews. And I don't know if you can pay people in the Philippines or in China or even in North America to do reviews for you on that scale and be that varied. But they were there. So I purchased the tires. And I got the tires and I wanted to give my local business guy business. There is a new tire shop that opened up within a mile from my home. It's not even a mile. And it's out on the major thoroughfare. And it's new. The guy doesn't speak a whole lot of English. He's Cuban. And his help is Cuban too, so you have to learn that tires are called gomas in Spanish. And I'm sitting there calling them pneus because that's what you call them in Portuguese. I grew up in Brazil. So Portuguese, we call them pneu, which is sort of like pneumatic. P-N-E-U. Pneu. Pneumatic. Where they get gomas from, I don't know. I think it's because it's rubber. And rubber probably means goma in Spanish. So that's where that came from. So he put them on for me, took the old ones off, put the new ones on. I think he charged me $20 a tire to do that, or close to that. So I paid him and left. And then after a week or so of doing my Naples, Florida to Miami stint across Alligator Alley, I noticed some shimming in the steering wheel, and I went back to the place, the Cuban place, and the only guy that was there was the mechanic guy, the guy that works on the tires, not the office guy, who looks sort of like the owner. I'm sure he is. Let's just say it, right? And I explained to him in my Portuñol, or Portuguese and Spanish, that these things aren't balanced. They're jumping all over the road, you know? And he looked at him. He says, yeah, you're right. They're not balanced. So he took them off, put them on his machine, and said, these can't be balanced because they're just such crappy tires. And I thought, well, gosh, you know, everybody gave him such good reviews. And so I thought, maybe because they're so cheap, maybe they can't be. But you know, to have a set of tires and have that many of them be bad is unusual, one would think. The tires are from Turkey, and I don't want to put down any Turkish technology, but, I mean, I was reaching out on a limb there and thought, give them a chance. And he showed me how off they were. They were pretty out of round, but I thought that's what the little lead things do, you know, that you hang off the steel part of the tire, of the wheel, rather. But he didn't do any of that. He said, yeah, the rims are good, you know, and the tire's just all messed up. And I'm thinking, yeah, but can't you, well, whatever. That is not my space at all, so I just said, okay, thank you. So I called Walmart up. And actually, I didn't call them. I went online and did their chat. It said, here's my order number. It says here that you will not refund or replace tires that have been used. But, I mean, how would I know if they're any good unless I used them a little bit? So I used them, and they're bad. And I took them to the shop, and the guy says they're bad, okay? So she gave me, it seemed like, I think it was a she, gave me a number, a serial number that I could use to exchange the tires. But before I did that, I went to a Walmart here in the Naples area and said, take a look at these tires. Let me know what you think. And I bought them online, took them to one shop. The guy says, it's just impossible. So I'm disappointed. So he came back like an hour later, said it was going to take 2 hours. You know, Walmart, they take time. A lot of volume there. And they only have so much space for doing this kind of stuff. He took them in there, and somebody supposedly balanced them. I'm driving on them right as we speak, or I speak. And they're better. They're not 100%, but they were, like, really bad, so this is good. You know, if they last, I mean, at least I'll get some wear out of them, which is a good thing. So I have the tires. I paid $12 a piece to have them lifetime balanced, which I guess I can take them back in there and 3,000 or 4,000 miles and say, balance them again. You know, and they'll do it again. So maybe it's a good thing. Maybe as they wear, they'll get into a place where they can be balanced, where you don't even feel them. I'm used to having tires that are like you're driving on clouds. You know, you don't feel the road at all. And I will not be buying off-brand tires anymore. So that's a lesson right there. And that was just one of my days. And, yeah. A little crazy. On the road now, and I'm telling you, these tires are okay. Even though you can tell that they're not going to last that long. They do shake some, wobble some. As the guy at the small Cuban place said, you get what you pay for. Cheap tires. So I got cheap tires this time. It was an emergency, I guess. I don't know. But it was sort of the first time, actually. I bought tires off the internet, so. They are noisy. You can hear them. I am trucking across Alligator Alley from west to east, going toward Miami right now. And there's traffic out here. Not a whole lot. Never is a whole lot, unless you get it on the weekend. People going to and from. A lot of people leave Miami and go over to Naples for the weekend, and a lot of people, those same people go back, you know, come Sunday night. So on Sunday night, sometimes there's a lot of traffic going toward Miami. So what we're doing, I'm going down to the airport for some time. I am not really sure what the program is for today. All I know is I'm taking all my material with me, as far as my marketing information that I have with the marketing business that I do, and reviewing it, Got some good stuff going on. Always have good stuff going on. You know, it's always important to keep the well full of water, you know, so you can always dip from something and work on it. If you don't work on supplying the water to the well, or, you know, digging in another area where you will hit water, you're going to have trouble, because when the project you're working on plateaus, or the company that you're working with doesn't need you anymore, then you return to the well, and if you haven't been doing your job, it's going to be dried up or almost dried up, and it'll take a lot of work to prime that thing and get it to where you can actually have another client come out of that, you know, another customer come out of that. So that's an important step. Don't forget that one. It's a beautiful day out here. I hope your day is going fine. It is Thursday when I'm recording this, and what happens in my neighborhood on Thursdays is that the utility company comes by and picks up just the trash. They don't pick up the recycle. It's weird. Where I live in Collier County, Florida, in Naples, Florida, it's a totally, at least on my street, my community, it's a totally different company that does the recycle. And maybe that's the way it is universally, I'm not sure. It would seem to make sense that a recycling company, that's all they do is recycle. I mean, that's a big job, right? So, although I wish there was recycling that could be done from trash, but I hear they don't do that. I'm not sure if that's still the way. I remember going on a field trip with my daughter when she was like 10. She's 19 now, so this is some time ago. We went to the Collier County landfill. Yay! It was pretty cool, actually. It's the highest point in Collier County. Can you believe that? Florida is so doggone flat. And actually, from the top of the landfill where we were, they have it like one area that's sort of graded, you know, where, I mean, it's dirt and stuff. And it's not, I mean, it's covering the trash, but then one side of it's all, you know, they keep building the mountain, is like trash. So you stay in the park with the kids on, you know, where there isn't trash, where it's graded. But from there, you can see the ocean. That's how high this thing is. Of course, on Naples, we're right on the ocean anyway, but the landfill is back in, probably 3 or 4 miles. And you can, it's out by Alligator Alley, actually. It's out by the I-75. And you could see the ocean. It was pretty cool. But what I wanted to tell you is the lady there told us that it's very important, kids, not to throw recycle in your trash. Because once it goes in the trash, they don't do any work to get that separated anymore. So if it's trash, it's trash. Now, if it's, you throw your milk carton into the trash, well, nobody's going to be there to pick it up. Now, that may have changed. It makes sense that it would change, you know, if they would get more people to help out over the years to go through some kind of a pitchfork process of separating, but I don't know. I wish there were magnets, you know. Maybe there are on different planets, but the way our planet works is, in our laws of physics, only magnets attract metals, iron, ferrous stuff, and not plastics. It'd be cool, though, if you had, like, a plastic... Wouldn't it be cool if you had, like, a plastic magnet? A magnet that would, like, pull plastics, because you know how that'd be useful. You could have some kind of a lawn mowing machine that would mow these big areas, and at the same time it'd pull out all the plastics instead of mowing over them and turning them into more rubbish, you know, because a lot of that stuff just takes forever to disintegrate, go back into the earth. Now, I know a lot of plastics are made out of oils from the earth, but remember, those took like hundreds of thousands of years to turn into what they are, to turn from plant matter, organic matter, into oils. So, fossil fuels, as they're called. Yes. And it's, you know, I mean, it's a shame that as much pollution as we have on the earth. I saw a story yesterday of them coring ice in Greenland, like, I mean, way off the beaten path. I think it was in Greenland. Like, you know how they go down in the ice and they want to see geologically, you know, how, what's going on, where are we as far as ice melt? People that study this. It's important. It's an important thing. And they found pieces of plastic near the top. In other words, it had been, like, frozen from recent ice freeze, water freeze, rather. And there's, like, plastic bits in it. And this is, like, in a super remote place on the planet. So, I mean, we got plastics everywhere. It's just horrible. And we're still increasing in population. I mean, just in my lifetime, it's just crazy. And I know, I mean, I am out here in the middle of the Everglades right now, and there's no houses. I mean, it, you know, you could build stuff out here, I suppose. But really, it would be a difficult thing. But I mean, if you had to, you could, like, put living modules out here up above the Everglades. People could live. There are a couple of Indian tribes out here on the firm land. They are, like, right next to several of the canals, the natural paths of the Everglades. The Everglades is kind of cool because it's actually like one big lake in South Florida that has a flow to it. I mean, if you ever see Florida from satellite, and one interesting way to do it is use Google Maps and just keep zooming out. You used to have Google Earth, remember? I think they still do, but anyway, Google Maps and then do satellite view and zoom out over South Florida. You can see the flow that the Everglades takes, like from Lake Okeechobee all the way down and out the bottom of Florida. It gets messed up, I know, when it comes here to I-75 because they blocked up so much of the natural flow. But there are areas to the east that are higher ground, and that's where the Miccosukee Indian tribe is. And, you know, they've been living out here and proving that, you know, for centuries that it can be done. So, Miccosukees, I think they came from South Carolina, actually. They're not native to Florida. Just the government thought it'd be cool to put them out here in the middle of the alligators. It's crazy. All right. So, I'm getting some updates on Google Maps. I have both Google Maps and Waze going right now because, I don't know, I've been getting to where I can't trust Waze that much, especially going into Miami. There's a lot of, haven't you found that in some cities that you use Waze that is just, like, so messed up, takes you on some crazy route? And Google Maps always, even though it may be a tad longer, like maybe 2 or 3 minutes, it's always the best, you know. I mean, it takes you right to the place you want to go. I have not yet got a messed up navigation on Google Maps. I also use Apple Maps sometimes, but sometimes Apple Maps doesn't have up-to-date information. At least they didn't. Up-to-date information. I remember one time it showed Alligator Alley actually closed. Sometimes it does close out here because of the fires that happen in the Everglades caused by lightning. And then you have smoke that goes over the road, and so you can't see anything. They close down, have you go a different route. Like south of here, there's another two-lane road, highway, and they put all the traffic down there. Well, at least you get to where you're going. It takes a lot longer. Anyway, I'm going to see what the updates are, and we'll get back with you in just a bit.
I'm in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I went up to visit my mom for a few days, and I made this trek up there in my hybrid Prius, trying to keep everything above 50 miles per gallon. And I thought it'd be like a huge challenge, but it really has been. It's been okay. I'm all about electric vehicles and saving the environment, hugging trees and stuff. Not to the point where I'm weird or anything, but to the point that, you know, I want to do my part. I don't want to be like a haint. Do you know what a haint is? You don't have to Google it. A haint. I have to thank my friend Chris Alexander, who I no longer have touched in, not in touch with him anymore, because I think Chris thinks or feels he's actually a little holier than thou to be my friend. I don't know what it is. But we're like in two different circles. So, you know, I just let him go. But he's a great guy. It's just has kind of strange feelings as far as friends. So, we are headed toward Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm going to get there in about 2 hours. Chattanooga. Driving slow. Got traffic. That time of day. A haint is slaying. Chris told me, and maybe this is super racist on Chris's part. Not sure. It's a ghost, like a ghost person. You know, so you don't want to be haint about something, because you don't want to be yucky, ghostly about something. They want to be negative. Don't be a haint. That's what they call it. Haunted, I think, is what the word comes from. On my left side, I see in that lane going northbound hundreds of semi-trucks caught in the Chattanooga 430. I'm in Georgia now, so I'm out of Chattanooga, right? That makes sense. Yeah, they're headed, I wish this was visual. You know what? I might just start doing this video, because I love visuals so much, don't you? Please vote if you want to be considered. We're doing a video version of this, because there's so much I see. Like, on my right side, I see a bunch of beehives down in the valley there. And you don't see that. Let's see. We're on I-75. That's what I see. I'm going 60 miles an hour, which I think in this area is the speed limit. You know what I've heard? I've heard that if you want to create a business, brick and mortar, not online stuff like I do, but if you want to create like a brick and mortar business, you should find out where Walmart puts their stores. Now, that's not to say that some Walmarts have closed, because some have. So, there's always a risk, but for the most part, the guys behind Walmart and guys that put the stores where they are do so much research, and gal, with 70 miles an hour, I'm going to go faster here, so much research into where they place those stores, that's just incredible. I mean, if you looked at all the paperwork, it goes to, okay, where are we going to place the next store? And then generally, after a Walmart goes in, a lot of stores follow, and they all reap the benefits having the traffic of a Walmart store. Now, I came down Tennessee 111. Some of you may know where that is. And as I did not know how close I was to Chattanooga, just kind of looking at the scenery. And I noticed this beautiful man-made, of course, shopping mall that had all kind of, they even had a Little Debbie's. Can you imagine that? A Little Debbie's store? You know where they sell the Debbie's cakes? Now, where do you find that? I find that in my supermarket. I don't see that Little Debbie's has their own store, but this place had its own Little Debbie store. So, you know that there's a lot of good human traffic going through this area. People that want to spend money, or that are hungry, or that they're on the outskirts of something. And I thought, gosh, must be near a place that has tons of foot traffic or tons of people coming through here. What is it? I mean, think of it again now. We're not on Interstate 75. We're on Tennessee Highway 111. Heading toward Chattanooga. Now we're in Georgia. So let's show you how quick things happen here. So I look around, and sure enough, we're approaching Chattanooga. So we're like on the outskirts of Chattanooga, like on that, you know, big circle around the city. And this is where people go to the outlet stores and get those good bargains. Now, I have no idea why they put the outlet stores way out there and don't sell outlet prices in the store. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that works. Although, I do think that I am pretty sharp at marketing. But they all hang together, all the outlet stores, and seem to do okay. Most areas, it's very rare that you see like an outlet mall closing down. Usually it's the normal mall closed down. You know, coming down this way too on 111, I saw a few businesses along the way that were just concrete shells. Places where someone had a dream. Someone had an idea. A lot of thought, a lot of coffee, a lot of drinking, who knows what, went into that with some other person. Let's put this together. It's going to be great. We're going to make a lot of money. Just think how many cars pass this way. Today, they're just a shell. But in that day, they were like an idea that, let's try this. It may work. Matter of fact, their words were probably, it's going to work. Come on. Yeah, let's get everybody on board. Put out the word. We're doing this kind of business right here on Highway 111. And maybe it went for a few years. I have no idea the history on these things. But for whatever reason, they're closed now, and the buildings are just a shell. I mean, you can see nothing there. A lot of times you see the windows boarded up. Does that mean that the dreams are done? No. And in an entrepreneur's mind, an entrepreneur that is the type that never quits, now is just one more chapter. Okay, that didn't work. Let's go on. Let's try something else. Let's try this. Maybe we could do the same thing, moving it a little closer to a populated area. Or something totally different. Maybe we can import lobsters, Cochabamba. Hard to know what goes on, but in an entrepreneur's mind, you don't quit. Things may fail. You may get that closed sign coming up, and then owe everybody and your brother lots of money, but you don't stop there. You may even get depressed and drink a pint of whatever. And then you eventually snap out of it. Let's go on to the next thing. Come on. doesn't happen, the next thing they fail may fall even faster on its face. But you keep going. Something in you. If you ask the average entrepreneur, the guy that's making it now, doing well with his business, how many times they failed before, the average one has failed a lot. And you know what they say? The secret to success is failing fast. So the faster you can get all those failures out of the way, the quicker you'll make success. Makes sense to me. Northern Georgia is full of mountains. I'm still going up and down on these mountains. I'm going to have to make a pit stop here pretty quick, though. One of those calls of nature. I hope you've enjoyed this week's podcast. Enjoyed making it for you. I will catch you a little later on. Still traveling to Florida. Got a hurricane coming in. And we'll be talking about that in the next podcast, though. So. Be good.